We had a wonderful time during the family day. Pumunta kami sa beach. Kahit na hindi kami naligo sa dagat, basa kaming lahat dahil sa ulan. Okay? It was a terrible weather. Nagdasal ako. Long and hard I prayed and I asked God that during the family day, the sun will come up. Okay? And walang ulan. Kung gaano kalakas ang prayer ko, ganun din kalakas ang ulan. It really rained hard. But the family day went on. Nakita ko yung mga pamilya nandun, kain ng kain, tawanan ng tawanan, hindi napapansin na binabagyo na sila. Okay? And early this morning, sabi ko kay Lord, Lord, hindi mo ako pinagbigyan ng family day. Sana itong Sunday, pagbigyan mo ako. Make it a bright and sunny day for us. Nagising ako kanina, bumagyo na naman. Namatay pa yung ilaw. Sabi ko, ano ba naman ito? Okay? And I came here and I see every one of you coming to church in spite of the circumstances. And while we were worshiping God, God said, the situation may not be perfect for you. The circumstances in your life may not be perfect for you, but I have made you perfect for that situation. Amen? Christianity is not a religion of convenience. We don't become Christians dahil convenient lang. Hindi tayo nagiging Kristiyano dahil madali ang buhay ng Kristiyano. Hindi tayo nagiging Kristiyano dahil komportable ang buhay Kristiyano. Komportable ba yan na inaway ka tapos ikaw pa yung magpapatawad? It's not comfortable. That is why I see Christianity is not for the faint-hearted. Hindi po ang Kristiyanismo. Christianity is not for those na mahihina ang loob. Kung gusto mo maging tunay na Kristiyano, dapat malakas ang loob mo. Amen? That's why we are here, we're worshiping God. Irregardless of the circumstances in our life, God is to be praised, God is to be worshipped. That is the attitude. I don't want to wait for circumstances to change before I make my commitment to God. I don't want to wake up one morning na walang sakit ang katawan ko bago ko sasambahin ang Diyos. Pagising sa umaga, kahit namamaga yung mga kasuan, may ubat, kabangon ta kita, hagnagasimba ta gihapon kita. Amen? Many years ago, I attended a birthday party of a friend. Sa birthday party ng kaibigan ko na yan, nagsalita ang kanyang nanay. The mother at that time was 89 or 88 years old yung nanay niya. Ngayon, yung nanay niya is 96 years old. But at that time, she was only 89 years old. So habang nagse-celebrate yung kaibigan ko, pinasalita namin yung nanay niya. Sabi namin, Nay, kamusta naman yung anak mo na to na nagse-celebrate ng birthday? Ang sagot ng nanay sa akin, ito, naka-microphone yan. Sabi ng nanay, Roakon nga unga nga ra, yung anak ko na ito, ako'y nagpapasalamat sa Diyos. Dahil kahit minsan hindi ako binigyan ng sakit sa puso at sa ulo. Wow, grabe. Di, gusto ko basagin ang trip niya. Sabi ko, kahit nung pinanganak niyo, walang sakit? Nung linuwal niyo yan, wala bang sakit? Ang sagot ng nanay sa akin, wala po. Oh, grabe naman tong batang to. You know? The mother said, "This child, my son, never gave me pain. Minsan, hindi ako nasaktan sa batang yan. Kahit nung pinanganak ko," sabi niya, "lumabas lang siyang kusa." Of course, kinausap ko yung mga kapatid. Sabi ng mga kapatid, "Oy, ilang beses lumuha yung nanay namin dyan. Basag trip talaga yung mga kapatid." But why would the mother say that? Sinungaling ba yung nanay? No, I don't think so. Bakit sinabi ng nanay na itong anak na to hindi talaga nagdulot ng sakit sa akin? Kahit minsan, kahit isang beses, never. Why did the mother say that? Because when a mother loves a child, the pain and suffering is insignificant. Hindi pinapansin yung sakit pag yung nanay ang nagmahal sa kanyang anak. Meron ding kinasal, nag-celebrate ng wedding anniversary nila. I asked the wife, sabi ko sa asawa, they were already 80 plus when they celebrated their wedding anniversary. So kinasal sila, nag-renew sila ng vows nila. I asked the wife, sabi ko, "Lola, minsan ba'y nasaktan ka rin ni Lolo? Not physically, maybe nasaktan sa salita o sa kilos ng Lolo." I asked the Lola, sabi ko, "Lola, nasaktan ka rin ba minsan ni Lolo?" Etong sagot niya sa akin, "Ni isang beses wala akong maalala sinaktan ako ng Lolo niyo." Oh, grabe. Okay, nausap ko na naman yung anak. Basag trick. Eh, man, ilang beses umiyak yan kay tatay. Diba? And I asked, "Sigurado ka ba? Hindi ka nasaktan ni Lolo?" Sabi niya, "Never. Not even once." And again, I begin to see that she was speaking the truth from her heart. Because when you love someone, the suffering and pain is irrelevant. Walang pakialam yan sa buhay mo. And I asked her, sabi ko, "Sigurado ka ba? Hindi ka nasaktan?" Sabi niya, "Hindi kami aabot sa 50 years nagpagsasama. We have reached this many years sa married life namin. And because I focus only on what is good in my husband." She did not focus on the pain. She did not focus on the problem that sometimes your spouse can bring to you. Why? Because she loves. And this is what we are going to talk about today. Our first reading tells us that when we are going through difficulties, when we are going through pain and sufferings in our life, we only need to open our ears. Kailangan lang natin buksan yung tenga natin at makinig. Because the pain and the sufferings of life becomes unbearable when you do not realize the meaning of the problems that you are facing. Pero pag naintindihan mo yung mga bagay-bagay na pinagdadaanan mo, how it is preparing you to become a better person today than you were yesterday. If you can understand that, then the pain and the sufferings that you go through in life is irrelevant. Kinakausap ko yung mga successful na mga lawyers, successful professionals. I asked them, "Kumusta yung college life nyo?" Sabi niya, "Isa lang yung sapatos namin, magkakapatid. Yung isang kapatid ko mag-aaral sa umaga, siya muna magsasapatos. Yung klase ko sa hapon naman, kukunin ko yung sapatos niya, ako naman magsasapatos. Gutom, puyat, pagod, yan ang buhay ng estudyante." Yan ang pinagdaanan ng isang lawyer na naging very successful. "I went through difficulties, hindi madali yung pag-aaral ko. Yung pagkuha ko ng board exam, Naglako pa siya ng mangga, naglako siya ng mga prutas para may panggastos sa pagkuha niya ng board exam. But again, the pain becomes insignificant. Why? Because he is so focused that one day I will become a successful professional. Doon nakatitig. Doon nakatutok ang kanyang pag-iisip. Hindi doon sa pinagdadaanan mo. Hindi doon sa mga problemang hinaharap mo. Not on those things. But he was focused on what his destiny is going to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, looking at the gospel today, mamaya na yung second reading, yung gospel muna. Jesus asked two questions to his disciples. And these two questions are very important to us. The first question that Jesus asked his disciples, sabi niya, "Who do people say that I am?" Ano ang mga sinasabi ng mga tao tungkol sa akin? And Peter answered him, sabi niya, "Well, some say that you are John the Baptist." Patay na si John the Baptist at that time. Pero sabi niya, maraming nagsasabi na ikaw si John the Baptist na buhay ulit. Some people say you are Elijah, the great prophet of old. Now, some people even say that you are one of those great prophets who has come back to life. Yan ang sagot nila. Who do people say that I am? The first question that Jesus asks is the question of the mind. Yan ang tanong ng pag-iisip. And I would call that cognitive question. Cognitive question is a textbook question. Para nagtatanong ka lang, how many light years is the earth away from the sun? Diba? Marami na kagad nagko-compute. Okay? What is the capital city of the Philippines? That is cognitive questions. It's the question of the mind. Who do people say that I am? Textbook questions. Cognitive questions. But the second question that Jesus asked, this is very important. Much more important than the cognitive question. The cognitive question, yung unang tanong, ang sagot niyan, ano ang alam mo tungkol kay Kristo? Nagbabasa ka ba ng Bible? Pag binasa mo yung Bible mo, marami kang malalaman tungkol sa Kanya. Amen? When you read the Bible, you will know so many things about Christ. When I read the biography of Jose Rizal, I know a lot of things about Jose Rizal. Hindi ko na ma-memorize, pero alam ko yung pangalan niya hindi Jose Rizal lang. Mahaba ang pangalan niya. Jose Protasio Rizal Mercado Kimpo daw, taga Kalibo yan. Mali naman yung history book mo. Basta meron pa yung Rialonda. Okay? Mahaba. Nung sa college kami, inaral namin yan. Noli Mitanghere, El Filibusterismo, lahat ng buhay ni Rizal. Drinama pa nga namin yan. I know a lot of things about Jose Rizal because I love to read his biography, his story. But kung tatanungin niya ako, nagkakilala ba kayo? Hindi po kami magkakilala. Hindi kami friends sa Facebook. Okay? I have never met him. I've never known him. That is the cognitive question. You may know a lot of things about Jesus. Reading your Bible can cause you to know a lot about Jesus. Kaya maraming Kristiyano ngayon nagbabasa ng Bible every day. They can even quote the scriptures. Hindi na nila bubuksan ang Bible nila, memorize na nila ang Bible nila. And they think that is enough. that I memorize the Bible. I know so many things about Jesus. You may know so many things about Jesus, but you really do not know Jesus. Because the second question that Jesus asks, this is what will cause you to know Him. Ang tanong ni Jesus kay Peter, the second time he asked the disciples, sabi niya, but to you, sa'yo, who do you say I am? To you, personally, Christ is asking, sino ako sa'yo? That question is an affective question. It's not a cognitive question. It is an affective question. That question causes you to think deep. The first question is the question of the mind. The second question is the question of the heart. It's the question of the heart. To you, sino ako sa'yo? It is an affective question because that question can affect your life if you know the answer. If you begin to have those questions in your heart, you will begin to think deep in your heart. Mas malalim na yung pag-iisip mo. And it is when you go deeper in your heart, it is when you go deeper into the waters that you will get more and more revelation of who Jesus is to you. Sino ba ako sa'yo? And Peter answered him, sabi niya, Lord, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. You are the chosen one. Yun ang sagot ni Peter kung sino si Kristo sa kanya. Amen? It is not a cognitive question. It is now an affective question. It is not a question of the mind anymore, but it is now the question of your heart. Who is Christ to you? We need to answer that question in our hearts because the second thing that Jesus taught us is to follow Him. Amen? To follow Christ, sabi niya, if you desire to follow me, you need to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and you follow me. Anong ibig sabihin yan? If you are going to follow Christ, the path that He will take is the path of suffering. And many Christians today don't want to take that path anymore. Ayaw na nila. We have what we call a Christian culture that does not obey Christ anymore. Marami ngayong Kristiyano, gusto nila kumanta na lang ng kumanta. Pumunta sa isang Christian concert at kumanta ng kumanta, umiyak ng umiyak, gumulong ng gumulong sa lupa. Para sa kanila, yan na yung Christian culture. Why are you a Christian? Because I listen only to Christian music. Ha? Naging Kristiyano ka dahil mahilig ka sa Christian music? Bakit ka Kristiyano? Kasi nagbabasa na ako ng Bible. Ha? Kristiyano ka dahil nagbabasa ka ng Bible? Talaga? That is a Christian culture. Because the question of your Christianity is, do you follow Christ? Do you even desire to follow Him? Yan ang question kung talagang Kristiyano ka. Ikaw ba ay sumusunod kay Kristo? That is why it is important that we ask, who is Christ to you? Who is Christ to you? That is the question of the heart that you need to answer. Because if we cannot answer that properly, if we cannot have that conviction in our heart, sino ba si Kristo? Sino ba si Jesus sa akin? Because that will determine if you will follow Christ or not. Anyone, sabi ni Jesus, anyone who desires to come after me must deny himself Wow. You must deny yourself. So many Bible teachers that don't teach that anymore. Sabi nila, bato na lang si Jesus. Wa kaun ubrahon. Bato na lata imaw. Ma-pray lang kita. Hay pagbaton mo kay Jesus, life is going to be a bed of roses for you. Is that true? When a rich man came to Christ one day, sabi niya, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? Sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, okay, for starters, to start, you have the commandments, follow them. Yan palang umpisa. Eh, sabi ng rich man, nagawa ko na yan. Palagi kong ginagawa yan. Good, sabi ni Jesus. Kulang ka ng isa. So sabi ng rich man, ano pang kulang ko? You have so many riches, ang dami ng yaman mo. You sell your possessions and you give it to the poor. Sakit naman nun. And the rich man lost the opportunity to follow Christ. He went away sad. If we follow Christ, we have to learn to deny ourselves first. Not put ourselves first. Palagi kong nakikita sa Facebook yan, mga magandang sayings, di ba? Be the best. Be our number one. Put yourself first. Una mong pakinggan yan, para ang ganda, ang ganda. Yung iba namang Kristiyano, post ka agad. Share. Dahil maganda pakinggan, di mo ba iniisip ang sabi ni Jesus sa atin? Di kasi tayo nakikinig sa Kanya eh. Sabi niya, ano sabi niya? Deny yourself. If there's going to be someone number one in your life, it should only be Christ. If you're going to put effort to put someone number one in your life, put effort to put Jesus as number one and no one else. Yun ang sinasabi niya. Deny yourself. Then you pick up your cross. Oh. Bit-bit kayo ng cross. Dadala kayo ng sarili niyong cross. Kahapon is the Feast of the Holy Cross. Father Val was sharing with us, sabi niya, the message of the cross stands for Christ, and Christ is love. Amen? Wala ng ibang mensahe si Kristo. Ang mensahe ni Lord sa atin palagi is magmahal. Ibigin mo ang Diyos at ibigin mong kapwa mo. That's the only commandment He gave. So the cross for us Christians, the cross is the responsibility to love. For the husband to love your wife. For the children to love your parents. For the parents to love your children. Okay? Dito sa atin sa simbahan, anong ibig sabihin ng cross para sa isang obispo? Ang ibig sabihin ng cross, mahalin mo ang mga taong binigay ng Diyos sa iyo. That is my cross. That is my cross. I need to love everyone that Christ would give to me. Kayo, anong cross nyo? You have to love me as your bishop, as your shepherd. Minsan hindi nyo magugustuhan yung tono ng boses ko. Minsan hindi nyo magugustuhan yung inuutos ko. Pero dito sa simbahan, turuan yung sarili nyong mahalin din ako. Amen? Why? Because that is the cross. Sabi ni Jesus, if you're going to follow me, you have to take that responsibility with you. To follow Christ is not just to deny yourself. To follow Christ means that I embrace the responsibility to love. And if I'm going to love, I am going to forgive. Maraming tao ngayon hindi pa rin nakaka-move on sa buhay dahil hindi nagpapatawad. Patay na yung taong nagkasala sa kanila, hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin pinapatawad. Now, if you do not forgive, you can never move on, because sabi ni Jesus, if you're going to follow me, you have to pick up your cross. And that cross is the responsibility to love, and we need to forgive. When you love, you forgive. That's the bottom line. Kahit hindi ako mag-forgive, Father, magbibigay na lang ako ng maraming tithes. Akin na yung tithes na yan. Pero hindi ka pa rin makakaakyat sa langit. Kailangan mo magpatawad talaga. Do you understand what I'm saying? Naiintindihan niyo ba to? So, to follow Christ is a suffering. Amen? It is not a convenience. It is not a comfort in life. To follow Christ is the way of suffering. Because salvation is brought about by suffering. Nung pumunta si Jesus dito, ipinagkaloob sa atin yung salvation natin. You know, the price he had to pay, he had to go to the cross. He has to love. He has to forgive even his enemies. And that is the kind of love that can save the world. That is the kind of love that can save you and me. That is the kind of love na kailangan meron tayo. Hindi yung love na hanggang feelings lang. And it brings us to the second reading. Hinuli ko yung second reading because the second reading tells us, don't just listen. Don't just hear the Word of God. You have to do the Word of God. Gawin mo. Pag sinabi mong mahal mo si Lord, huwag mo lang sabihin. May marami pang tao sa sabihin, kami lang ni Lord nakakaalam na mahal ko siya. You know? If you love God, show it. Sabi nga ni Jesus, if you love me, you obey me. Amen? Amen. Ang pag-ibig ay hindi tinatago lang sa puso. Ang tunay na pag-ibig ay pinapahiwatig doon sa taong iniibig mo. Amen? If you love your children, don't just feel love for them. If you love your children, show them that you love them. Ipadama mo sa kanila yung pag-ibig mo. Amen? Amen. That is why the second reading leads us to the third kind of question, and this is very important. This is what I call contemplative question. Yung unang tanong, sino ba si Kristo sa sinasabi ng ibang tao? The second question is the question of the heart. Sino ba si Kristo sa'yo? The third question is this. And this is what you need to ask every day. Mahal mo ba? Mahal mo ba si Jesus? Yan ang tanong ng Panginoon sa atin. Mahal mo ba ako? Because if you love me, you will desire to follow me. And if you love me, you will deny yourself. To deny yourself means you put Christ above yourself. If you love me, you will pick up your cross and you will carry it every day in your life. That is a contemplative question. In other words, kung mahal mo ako, ipakita mo. Show it. Show it by the life you live. That's why there are so many people, they just read the Bible. Reading the Bible is just a cognitive reflection of the Bible. Reading your Bible every day will cause you to know many things about Jesus. You will know that Jesus is a miracle worker. You will know that Jesus loves children. You will know that Jesus' mother is Mary. You will know that Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Marami kang malalaman tungkol kay Jesus, pero hindi mo makikilala si Jesus. That's why reading the Bible is not enough. Kaya sabi ni James, don't just listen. Listening is important, but don't just listen. Do what you have heard the Lord told you to do. Why? Because it is our obedience that will cause us to know Christ. Once you begin to obey Jesus in your life, you will know Him. Magkakakilala na kayo. Once you decide that I will not just know about Jesus, maraming Kristiyano talaga ngayon they suffered because they think it's enough to know many things about Jesus. No, that cannot save you at all. Do you know that Satan knows a lot of things about Jesus also? But the only thing that Satan cannot do is to willfully and heartfully obey Christ. He cannot do that. Yan ang diferensya sa demonyo at sa atin. Ang demonyo, hindi niya talaga kayang mahalin ang Diyos, na susundan niya ang Diyos. Ikaw, kaya mo ba? Kayang-kaya. Amen? We can love Christ. And all we need to do is just ask that question every day in my life. Do you love me? Pagising ko sa umaga, kanina sabi ko, masama ang pakiramdam ko. Eto, meron pa akong sugat sa ulo. Hanggang ngayon, yung injection ko sa anti-tetanus, masakit pa rin. You know, I can just call up one of the priests, sabihin ko, ikaw na muna, Father, magmisa, masama ang pakiramdam ko. I can do that. But this morning when I woke up, I really don't feel well. And I don't feel kaya kong pumunta sa simbahan ngayong araw na to. But as I was praying, iniisip ko na sino kayang pare ang magmimisa itong Sunday. Papalit muna sa akin. Habang pinagpipray ko yan, itong tanong sa akin, mahal mo ba ako? Wala, tahimik tayo dyan eh. Pag tinanong ka na ni Jesus, do you love me? And the simple answer is, yes, I do. Kaya nung sinabi kong, yes, I do, naligo na ako. Okay, alam ko nang susunod niyan. Deny yourself. Deny your comfort. Deny your well-being. Because anyone who wants to save his life will lose it eventually. But if you keep on losing your life for Christ, putting Christ number one in your life, you will have Jesus always in your heart. And Jesus will never be taken away from you, no matter what happens. No matter what the circumstances may be in life, if you have Christ in your heart, you will always have Christ. No one can take Him away from you. And Jesus Himself will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That is the way of love, the way of suffering. Now, the question is, do you desire to follow Him? Do you desire to follow Him? If you want to cultivate a desire to follow Christ, then ask your question. Ask this question every day in your heart. Do I love you, Lord? Mahal mo ba ako? Yan ang tanungin natin palagi. Amen. Let's all stand.